So the reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 to 20. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
Thank you. We are Christ's ambassadors. We implore you, get reconciled to God. We're filled with God's love. We're filled with God's love. But what difference does it make being filled with God's love? Well, I'm going to quickly set up a little illustration. We've got a table so that you can all see. Very important table that you can all see. And Grace, can you, if Grace is around, she'll better help me. I don't want to make her puddles anywhere. So that's us. That's me, that's you. Just a little glass. But it's that thing, isn't it? And then, see, so what happens is God's love comes into our lives. So, Grace, there's some jugs there full of God's love. It's very exciting that God's love is contained in that jug. Took ages to mine it and get it. But I found this God's love, and we put it in the jug, and it fills us. So let's see. Stop there. Should we? Because sometimes we feel, oh, God's love is only just, I haven't got much of God's love. That's sometimes how we feel. But we remember, didn't we, a couple of weeks ago, that God fills us with his love that is so wide and so deep and so long and so high. So it's more than just that. God fills us with his love. Let's see how. You know, have you ever played that game where you try and fill a glass and then someone else has to put a bit more water in and someone else has to put a bit more water in? Yeah, it's a good game to play. Because you can always get, it feels like you can always get a bit more water in. I mean, sorry, it's not water. It's God's love. Because we're full up with God's love. But is God's love limited to the size of you? It's not, is it? God's love is so much more than you can contain. Yeah, God's love is so much more than you can contain. Because God's love keeps pouring into you. Yeah, God's love keeps pouring into you. And it keeps going. And eventually, you lose the game and it starts pouring over. Yeah, go on, keep pouring in. Keep pouring in. Because God's love keeps pouring in. Keeps pouring in until we overflow. It all comes out. Yeah, keep going. There's a tray that will save the water. Well, to fairly, to enough it is. Right, okay. God's love dries up a bit. It's good. But God's love, when it comes into us, it overflows. It overflows and it spreads out. Yeah, if we're receiving God's love, it overflows and it spreads out. It spreads out. And God's love reaches into all sorts of places. So what I want you to do, because as Vanessa said, it's interactive. So I want you to talk to the person next to you or near you. First of all, say hello if you don't know who they are and introduce yourselves. But before you do that, I need to explain. It's more than just saying hello and talking about what you watched on TV last night. Right, it's what I want you to do is to think, how could God's love make a difference in the places where you go. How could God's love make a difference? So, for example, God's love can encourage someone who's upset. Yeah? What other ways can God's love be at work as it flows out of you? So turn to the people near you, shuffle chairs so that no one's on their own.
It's not sealed on the corners.
Yeah, I know, but it's a little bit. Yeah. It goes. Yeah. It goes. I know. I was thinking, look, we can just leave it so that there's more people seeing. You got 30 seconds left. Let's see if I can get someone on this side. Sean, can you be a runner? If anyone puts their hands up so that... Thank you. Okay, so how, if God's love overflows from you, if God's love overflows, because, you know, when we think of God's love, we think it is so wide, so high, so deep, so long, so big, that God's love will always flow out of you. If we're willing to accept God's love into our lives, it will always flow out of you because there is too much for it to be contained in you. So in what situations can we overflow? So if your group had a good idea, put up a hand and either Sean or Grace will come around with a microphone and you can speak into it. No one had an idea. You did just talk about the football yesterday.
Just by being kind to the colleagues at work or the people we meet in the gym.
Yeah, that's right. To whoever we meet, it's being kind, isn't it? Rather than thinking, oh, I'll just ignore them or I won't do anything. It's like, how can I go out of my way to be kind? Because God's love is flowing at me, so it's going to make a difference. He's going to make me kind. Brilliant. Anything else? Or is that it? I just got another one. 2-0.
It wasn't just me, it was a group discussion that we talked about being open about being a Christian. So, hello, do you go to church? I go to church, you know, talking about it.
Yeah, talking about faith, being open about our faith. Because if God's love is flowing out of me, when someone says, what did you do at the weekend? Well, most of us, well, all of us, came to church. Yeah, do we say that? Do we say what we're doing? You know, because God's love is flowing out of us. Anyone on this side of the room? Oh, okay.
Lyra says dancing.
Dancing. Being full of joy. Isn't it joyful when you dance and you're happy? Yeah, because if God's love is flowing out of us, will we be the one that brings joy into a place of despair? Will we be the one that brings dancing into a place where everyone is just sitting? What a wonderful picture. Yeah, God's love flows out of me, makes a difference, makes me dance. Brilliant, love it. Any others? We've only got down the front. Yeah, see, look, it's just the front row. Yeah, go on, over here.
I hope that people see my peace from God in difficult circumstances. I know he's here with me and gives me peace.
Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah, God's love overflows. People think, wow, how are you so peaceful? I would be doing this, I would be doing that. But look, you are, oh, that's God's love making a difference. God's love, yeah.
Comfort people when they're in need.
Comfort people, yeah, God's love. When someone's in need, we don't just ignore. We don't just walk on. We don't cross the road and walk by on the other side. We do all we can to help. Yeah.
Being honest and truthful in a world of lies and deceit.
Yeah, that's very powerful, isn't it? If God's love is flowing out of me, I'll be honest. I'll be truthful. Yeah, these are really powerful, really powerful. Any more? We're getting to the troublemakers at the back that will always give good answers.
One of the thoughts was bake a cake for someone.
Make a cake? Okay. Yeah, I know, but it's true, isn't it? What can we do if God's love is there, if God's love is flowing out from us? Yeah, it might be that one of the things we can do is make a cake for someone. It might be that we can give a lift to someone. It might be that we can go and offer to help in some way. It might be that we can, yeah, do something practical for someone else. Because God's love is flowing out from us. Yeah, in that corner, there's a whole load of intelligent people. I mean, just the counting up the number of degrees in that corner is and stuff is in that corner. There must be some good answers.
So Tom and I often look after people who have felt not worth anything and undervalued and not listened to. So actually listening to people and seeing them as people that are just as important and just as worth God's love and God's compassion.
Brilliant. Thank you. I love one of the when Nathaniel, I'm trying to think, when it was it the who was under the tree when Jesus was calling him and he said, well, and Jesus says, I saw you. And he thought, well, really, is anyone? I saw you. And I love the way that during the Gospels, Jesus sees people, not just goes, oh yeah, there was a group over there, but he sees people. And I love the way, you know, there was that, I think I've said it before, someone said that Jesus never spoke to a tax collector or a prostitute. You know that? He never spoke to a tax collector or a prostitute. You're thinking, yes, he did, and you'll show it to me in the Bible, won't you? He didn't. He spoke to the people. He spoke to Julie or James or Matthew or John. He never spoke to the prostitute. He spoke to the person who might have been a prostitute. He spoke to the person who might have been. Yeah, and so many people, as Fran says, so many people feel worthless. So many people feel unimportant. They're outsiders. They're unnoticed. God's love reaches out from us and we see people. We see people that perhaps the world doesn't see. Yeah, we notice people. We see people and we give them value. We give them value because you're not just whatever label you're giving yourself. You're so much more. There's lots of passages that we could look at. We'll come back to the one that Kat read to us. But I love the way that Jesus also encourages us to be salty and shiny. Yeah, you know, that's how we, in one way, how we can demonstrate God's love. Now, I was going to give everyone something salty, but then I thought, well, that would be peanuts, and you're not allowed them, so I can't give them to you. But it's true, isn't it? When we have something salty, it makes us thirsty. Yeah, one of the things that salt, yeah, we know salt does lots of things, but it makes people thirsty. Are you loving people? And in a way, I want to keep coming back to the things that you just said. Are you loving people in those ways? It makes people thirsty to know more, doesn't it? If you're loving people, yes, sometimes we can tell people about Jesus, but sometimes because we've noticed them, because we've danced, because we've brought joy into them, because we've been at peace, because we've listened to them, because we've been kind, it makes people thirsty. Makes people really thirsty. Now, who's got a torch on them? Come on, most of you have got phones. So, if you've got a phone, can you put the torch on your phone? On, thank you, that's it. And then, using the torch on that phone, sort of turn the phone around so the torch is facing at someone else or at you, and then ask them to tell you about the phone. So that, like this, you see. Bart, can you tell me about this phone?
Yeah, plenty.
What can you tell me about this phone?
It's very nice. Good at sound and pictures.
No, that's because you know about the phone. What can you tell me about this phone? Can you tell me anything about the phone? It shines light. It shines light. That's the thing, isn't it? If you're looking at a light, it's absolutely rubbish. The one thing that a light is rubbish at doing is lighting itself. Yeah? The one thing a light is rubbish at doing is lighting itself. If you want to know what a phone looks like, the last thing you want to do is for light to be coming out of that phone. Because it doesn't help you see what that phone is like. If you want to know what a torch looks like, you don't want to turn the torch on and be looking at the light, because that's not going to tell you what the torch is like. It will indicate how powerful the light is. Jesus said to his followers, be salt in the earth, be light in the world. I love that. I love that. I know many people, you know, you might use Lectio, an app on the phone that you can do that encourages you to go through different things each day. One of the things this week was highlighting John the Baptist. I must become lesser. I must become smaller. I must become less significant because Jesus is becoming greater. Jesus is becoming more significant. I'm going to shine a torch on him. I'm shining my light on him. As we get filled with God's love, as it overflows, we hopefully shine brightly. But it doesn't point at us. It doesn't point at us. That's not the point of light, of a torch. It's to shine people towards Jesus. To shine so that people can see the way to go. And the best way to go is to shine people on the way to Jesus. Another question for you. If you came to me and said, if you came to me and said, I just saw Vanessa wearing an Arsenal shirt, What would I do? What would I do? What would I probably say if you said to me, Vanessa's just come in wearing an Arsenal shirt? What would my response probably be? For those of you who don't know, Vanessa supports Chelsea, right? And she has for all her life, and her ancestors founded the club and things like that. So she's big into Chelsea, right? So you're just telling me that she's come in wearing an Arsenal shirt. I would probably not believe you. Yeah? I would want proof. Because there's no way I would believe you that Vanessa's wearing an Arsenal shirt. Yeah? Because it would just be so... It would be wrong. It would be wrong. You know, but for other people, wearing a Chelsea shirt would be wrong. Yeah? But, you know, because how could I do that? How could I do that? I love the way Paul, you know, what Kat read earlier on. We are ambassadors for Jesus. We're ambassadors for Jesus. Yeah, we're not just ambassadors for the football team we support, but we are, aren't we? In one sense, we're ambassadors for the football team we support. We tell other people about that team. We tell other people about the team. We tell what the, you know, how they're doing, what their players they're signing. We're telling about when we've seen them play. We're, you know, all those things because we're ambassadors for the team. But Paul, in the writing in Corinthians, says we're ambassadors for Jesus. We're ambassadors for Jesus. I love that. I love that idea that we are ambassadors. You know, we need to live in a way that is worthy of the kingdom. Yeah, because we represent a king. We don't just represent a football club. We represent a king as ambassadors for Jesus. We represent a king. So we want to live right. You know, because Christians should demonstrate the character of their king. That should be the humility and gentleness and patience, understanding, being peaceful. We should live as bright lights in a crooked and perverse world, as it says in Philippians 2. Yeah, we should be people who are living for the king. We should mean that we conduct ourselves well and honourably among those who are against Jesus, because we live right. But as I've been saying this, if some of you been thinking, sometimes you think, why didn't I number pages? But that's okay. That's okay. I'm there. Right. Some of the times thinking that, it's easy to think, Lord, I've failed. Yeah, Lord, I've failed. And, you know, I think I did put on a different top. I did wear a different football club shirt. Or when someone asked, let's not talk about football. With Jesus, Lord, I didn't live honourably in front of those people. I didn't show kindness in front of those people. I didn't notice those people. I didn't tell others that I'd been to church on Sunday. Yeah, it's so easy to fail. It's so easy to know that we've let Jesus down. I read this yesterday. Each day, we think, say, and do some things which we know are wrong, or we fail to speak or act when we should have done so. But as it says in Daniel 9, verse 9, the Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. Even though we've rebelled, even though we sometimes haven't been a good ambassador, he's merciful and forgiving. So let's pray. Lord, we confess that we want to overflow with your love. We want you to help us to love others as you have loved us. But sometimes we muck up. Sometimes we fail. Sometimes we don't stand and speak as we should. And for that, Lord, we are sorry. There are times when we say things that are wrong, we think wrong things. And for those times, we say sorry. And we thank you, Lord, that you are a merciful, you're a forgiving God. We thank you that you enable us to start again. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So it's good, isn't it, that we are called to be ambassadors. We're called to overflow with God's love. Over here, we've got a big bit of card. It looks really good, doesn't it? But if anyone can tell me what it says on... Oh, whoops. I told you it was a big bit of card. Sorry. On this side, I'm knocking everything over now. I told you it's such a big bit of card. So on this side, we've got the area that we live in. I don't know if someone can focus on it. It might be able to go up on the screen. There's all the areas that we live in. Maybe you might come from even further away, in which case there's bits around the outside. But hopefully you can see there's someone said to me, why isn't Cosham on there? And I just put church in the middle. So there's church in the middle. And then there's all the different areas spread around. Because as a final thing today, I was wanting to challenge each of us to think, where am I going to reach out in love? Where am I going to reach out in love? And by this, I don't mean, oh, I'd love to go to Hayling and be on the beach and think. I'm thinking, where are you going to be? Alex lives in Hayling, so that's why we had to put that. But where am I going to be this week? Where am I going to be this week? And how in that area can I reach out in love? So I'm going to put this on the floor, like that. And then Grace and Adam are going to give everyone a leaf. Thank you. Going to give everyone a leaf. And Vanessa's going to share out lots of pens. And on this leaf, it could be that you just leave it blank and you come forward and place this leaf. We've got some sellotape and blue tack and things so you can stick it on so it shouldn't go anywhere. But it might be that you want to write on there, sort of on the back so that people can't see, or it might be on the front. It's up to you. But to write on there how you are going to reach out in love. Remember those things we said at the beginning? Is it dance more? Notice people. Be at peace. Be kind. What was yours, Reggie? It was comfort. Yeah, thank you. Comfort people. Tell people about Jesus. Yeah, how are you going to reach out in love? It might be that you want to write a prayer because you say, God, I want to know your love more so that I can reach out. Or it might be that you want to say, I want to know that I am your ambassador. I am your representative. Or it might just be you say, when I'm at school. It's up to you how you use this thing, but make it as your response. As your response, saying, Jesus, yeah, I'm rooted. I'm journeying with others. And now I want to reach out in love. We want God's love to flourish everywhere in this area. Because we're rooted. And this is now where the leaves are all going. Yeah, because we're rooted, this is where the leaves are going.